When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, let's get started.
Hades says that Tom and Ariana are in danger of putting themselves in the zone that Stassi did by not wanting to hang out with the group because they hate one person.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
It's true. They're like, if you stand on this, what's it called? When you stand on this
mountain?
Principle. If you stand on this mountain, we're going to be on this other mountain and you guys won't be on this other mountain with us. Because it is what Stassi did. She made her stake in the ground. And she said, everyone or me, and then she had to leave. So Katie's kind of giving them a warning, I'd say, about Kristen. Like, because they're all embracing Kristen back, and only Tom and Ariana are the outliers.
Right.
Are we now at the Hollywood Improv?
It's true.
Okay, so this person, Lindsay, who does a Make That Sandwich show that I went to, but it seems like she's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
Diary, people reading diaries from that they think are very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that bothers me about this premise is that everyone reading these diaries actually thinks what they wrote is actually really cool.
Right.
And they think it makes them funny.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can get into it. They all talk about how like this, like Schwartz is like, I'm very like uncomfortable because I think my friends might bomb. I've never seen like my friends out here in this environment.
Sandoval at least is like self-aware. He knows he's going to be reading his like emo song lyrics.
Yeah.
And he jokes in his confessional that someone will find this diary of song lyrics and it'll be like the Dead Sea Scrolls and they will like read it and interpret it for hundreds of thousands of years to come. I was like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's funny. At least he knows that like, yeah.
That I think is dumb.
He is so, what's it called? Like when you're so averse to bombing, like
he
can't be shamed. Yeah. Shameless. That's what it is.
Yeah.
He's shameless. So this is like a perfect venue for him. He actually pulls it off.
Yeah.
Ariana, though, I don't know if we want to say, like, she reads hers. And also, like, while the people are reading their diaries, the Vanderpump Rules cast are making fun, specifically Jax. He's like, is this comedy?
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen anything like this before.
He's like, I guess I could be a comedian then.
Like, if this is comedy, I could be, which is true. I mean, like.
Well, yeah, I mean. If he had a diary to read, he could just do it.
Yeah. No. But I also think that there is so, like, to me, Jax is actually really funny. And so, like, I don't think he's so different from the comedians that were up there.
Yeah.
It's just they chose to invest their entire life and time into making comedy their career.
Yeah.
But Jax is really funny. Like, I would give him, like, a 7 out of 10 on the funny scale. Like, he makes me laugh.
Good timing.
Yeah, such good timing. Anyway, but Ariana's diary is the perfect example of where I think it was deranged and weird and nothing she should be proud of.
Yeah.
But she's up there with a shit-eating grin thinking that what she wrote is actually so funny.
Yeah.
Even though it's supposed to be like embarrassing and cringe.
Yeah.
She actually thinks it makes her endearing.
Yeah.
Right?
She's really hamming it up. She's reading an excerpt from when she was in college where she's basically like journaling about other people in her like dorm and stuff. And the punchline is always that she accuses someone of being a lesbian.
Yeah.
And she just, after every what she considers punchline, she would sort of like throw her head back or like be like, oh,
can
like,
you believe that I thought this? But it's like, what were you writing? Like I huh? would never ever read something where I was making these weird accusations. Her diary was like, someone's making a lot of noise up above me, probably a lesbian. And the RA is really angry with a bunch of people in our dorm. She's probably a lesbian. It's like, what?
She
like,
said there were Wiccans who made her feel scared. And then she wrote, apparently she had written out, ah,
I think they're lesbians too. It's like, I don't think that we needed to get a peek into your psyche during college because it sounds like something was wrong. This one's for you tonight. Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.